Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show.
Let us help make your Alaska experience what you want to sell and what you want, what your clients are asking for. So I would say contact us here in the Tourism Development Department and let us help you.
This is show number 381 for July 2017. Lauren and I want to welcome you to the Home Base Travel Agent Show, and I want to mention that we've been producing this show for the travel trade since February 2005, and that makes us one of the oldest travel podcasts out there. And we're glad you're here with us, and we truly thank you for being a listener. And you can find out more about us at our website at hometravelagent.net or at Facebook at facebook.com/HBTAS. That's the initials for the Home Base Travel Agent Show. And you can email me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. Now, we welcome our guests to our show because they have topics that are interesting for the travel trade. Neither Lorraine or I take any compensation for having the guests on our show. However, you can help us by going to iTunes and giving us a rating and make a comment or two. We really appreciate that. Well, here we are. We're in July and soon to be in August, and we are continuing our series on Alaska. And we hope you have found this series helpful in expanding your knowledge about Alaska and helpful in your business as well. Now, we do welcome your comments or questions, so please feel free to email us. Now, I want to get on with the show today quickly because our topic today is a little bit in-depth and it goes a little bit longer than usual. So we're going to get right into the show, and here we go. Well, welcome to the interview portion of the Home Base Travel Agent Show, and I'm here, and I'm happy to be here, and glad everyone else, you're picking up the old earphones and plugging us in. I just had a mad dash across town, sitting in an eye doctor's office, waiting, and I thought I'd have plenty of time to get back here, but nope, I had to make the mad dash back, and fortunately, we have us, and we have a guest talk our discussion about Alaska. So, and I know that is a passion for Lorraine, isn't it, Lorraine?
It absolutely is probably my favorite topic to talk about in the entire world. So thank you, Barry, for making it on time. I hate mad dashes. You know how life and, you know, travel industry and business and things you really are much more excited about than doctor's appointments and eye appointments.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, the other stuff in life.
Those things you have to do.
Well, I'm thrilled to be here. And yes, many of the topics for 2017 have been about Alaska. We've been trying to show a variety of different sides. We had, since this is a travel agent education podcast, we like to be able to bring in suppliers that will bring you something to be a little different, to make you stand out, to help you market yourself better. So our goal this year is to bring in a bunch of different topics and whenever possible, live real people like we have on today. Last couple of sessions we've had, and I encourage you to go listen to the archives that Barry has on the website. They include Michelle Glass, who's the Vice President of Sales for Alaskan Dream Cruises. We had Jody Overstreet, who's a photographer and has this amazing company. And, in fact, I just had my clients come back who did one of her sunset safaris, and they couldn't stop talking about it. See, they make it look good. When you know how to do little things like this and you're off the beaten path, they come back all excited and want to go back again. We also had one of our guests, Candace from Sam & Barry Tours, who is a supplier who will work with agents and gives you out-of-the-box options to be able to make your package unique for your clients. Again, about making you look good, selling your product, and having them have an awesome experience of Alaska. It really is a wonderful place Today, our guest is going to be Tia. She is with Visit Anchorage. I've known her for years. We have been on many conferences together. She's a huge, huge, huge supporter of NACTA. In fact, if you are listening and going to be going to the NACTA conference from September 13th, 16th, you'll have an opportunity to meet this amazing woman. This year's National NACTA Conference is going to be in one of my favorite towns, Anchorage, Alaska. It's being hosted at the Cook's Hotel, and our special host is going to be Visit Anchorage. So this is where I very casually and smoothly hand the mic over to Tia so that she can introduce herself, kind of what she does, how they work with travel agents, and I put myself on mute so you don't hear any background sounds the way that Barry has already. So, Tia, take it away.
Thank you so much, Lorene and Barry, for having me this morning. As Lorene said, we have been friends since we met, back in, 2013. So it's crazy how fast the time goes. But again, my name is Tia Fraley. I work in the Tourism Development Department here at Visit Anchorage. And our department is here to help you, the travel professionals, sell South Central Alaska and beyond. So I always say we're like your matchmaker. So if you have a client that is particularly needing a hotel recommendation, a flight scene recommendation, just what the weather's doing, or maybe possibly send them a little note at their hotel when they get here. We're here to help and be your guide, per se. And most of us have lived here all our life, like myself. I grew up in a town called Eau River, Alaska, which is just 10 miles north of downtown Anchorage, and kind of grew up in the industry. My mom was a travel agent and then went on to work for the airline business for about 25 years and just retired 2 years ago. And she can be found in one of our visitor information center working part-time and having a blast giving out that information about what to do and what to see and where to eat to the visitors in downtown Anchorage. So with that, like Lorene said, we are happy to be the host of NACTA this year. NACTA has been, you agents that are part of NACTA, it is unbelievable the feedback that I get. So congratulations to all of you and to a fine association, because you guys do a fabulous job and it's echoed through all of our members here in Anchorage, which is going to make our conference September 13th through the 16th absolutely remarkable. So we're planning some really fun things, some really interactive day of adventures and pre-fam. So we're definitely looking forward to that.
Which is totally amazing. And I know it's going to be fun. So talk about a little bit, and I always have, I just struggled with this issue this weekend when I was working with a client, of how does a travel agent explain to a curious client the size of Alaska. You know, you get people going, hey, I want to drive up, spend the night in Anchorage and drive up to Denali and then drive back the next day or that night, or go to Fairbanks, have dinner and drive back. Is that something that's realistic, or how would you work with someone to try to tone it down a little bit?
That is a fabulous question, because your clients know that, you know, Alaska's big, but they have no concept of how big. You know, we always say, you know, most of them come and they're like, well, you're almost the size of Texas. We're like, actually, we're 2.5 size of Texas. And they just, you know, jaw drops and they're like, oh, so you're bigger than we thought. So yeah, you can't, you know, to drive from Denali all the way to Seward in one day is possible, but why do you want to be on the road the whole time when there's so many great places to stop in between? So when you think about just Anchorage itself, the municipality of Anchorage, we're the size of Rhode Island, the state. So that's just Anchorage, you know, and then you talk about, you know, going up to Fairbanks and Southeast, and it does take time to travel. So we are known as the Great Land. So give your clients time to explore, because otherwise they're going to pass all these amazing towns and places they could get off and do a hike or go fishing or just see the mountain or taste the, you know, the flavor of that town. So, and our roads aren't straight. You know, we have two highways, one that goes north and one that goes south, and we go around glaciers and lakes and mountains. And so our speed limit is 65, but it's still very windy and curvy, but it does take time. For example, just to go from Anchorage to Denali driving will take about 6 hours. And if you take the train, it's about 8 hours. So that kind of gives you a perspective on that.
Yeah. You know, I'm always amazed people don't understand that. And it's true. And this is what's so important about travel agents actually coming to Anchorage, not going, oh yeah, it's that place over there, but coming to Anchorage to be able to experience it. And the ones that I have been with and the agents that I know that are coming to the conference, soon we'll be saying next month because it is.
I know. I know.
No pressure, Tia. Yeah, no exactly. Pressure that it's almost next month and they'll be here. They'll be there soon.
Ready.
But the educational opportunity to be there to actually see and experience a place like Alaska and Anchorage, and know that if you're sending clients on a cruise ship, that if it says they're dropping you off in Anchorage, parentheses, does it say Seward or Whittier, one or the other, both, that's really not, you know, like walking distance or just a little tootle to the town, that it like you're saying, it's like, you know. So it's important for agents to learn the geography of Alaska to be able to experience, because you want your clients to have a great experience. So what would you say, you know, you've got an agent who's kind of new and kind of nervous. Do you have resources for them to build their confidence to be able to sell Alaska appropriately? Of course, Tia, I know that you go, here, go talk to Lorene. She'll help you, which is always a resource.
Right.
So I'm always happy to be a resource. And I live in California, so what does that tell you? But what does Visit Anchorage have to offer to train agents so they appropriately send their guests on the right either ship or land or combination of both?
Absolutely. Another great question, Lorene. Again, what our department here in the travel trade department is to help educate. So there's a couple different ways. We do travel around the world. And if you can make one of our live training, we love to meet you out on the road. And that is posted on our website, which is anchorage.net. But also on anchorage.net, we have a travel trade page that is dedicated to you guys as the travel professionals to help with navigating through Alaska and South Central area. So the first thing I would love to make sure everyone is an Anchorage Wild expert. You can do that. Again, we do those on live when we're on the road, or you can actually do it online. So if you go to anchorage.net and hit our travel trade tab on top, you'll see our live training. And we have three different trainings there right now. And it really gives you a great overview of selling Alaska, Anchorage itself. Kind of, we talk about the distance that Lorene was mentioning, because just knowing the travel times does help with itinerary planning. We do have some itinerary ideas. So if you have clients that maybe just want to do a land package and it does seem overwhelming on should they go north, should they go south, can I combine this depending on how many days, we do have ideas for you there. We also have photos. So if you want to use any of our photos, you can promote Alaska on your social media or on your website. And then you can also request sales materials and we will send you a wonderful sales kit that has our visitor guide, our restaurant guide, a little walkie map of Anchorage, and then a little couple extra goodies there too. And then also that puts you in our database. So then you can sign up for our e-newsletters. So we do a travel trade e-newsletter every month, so it can keep you up to date on what's happening in South Central Alaska. And then also we're on Facebook and Instagram. So if you like our pages there, which is again the Anchorage AWE, which stands for Anchorage Wild Expert, it keeps you in the loop on what events are happening, what our sales team is doing, where we're traveling to, or what we're experiencing ourselves, because the benefit of our job is we get to go out with some of our members and do their products, so then we can explain how that works to you guys as well when asked. So we have a couple different ways to, like I said, to help educate you about South Central Alaska, because it is a big place. It is a little bit overwhelming. And then also, we want to get you up on a FAM. That's, again, how I met Laureen. We love to host you guys on FAMs. We do 3 a year. You do have to do our training to qualify. And then we do have a request form online that you fill out. But we do a FAM in the wintertime for the Iditarod, which hopefully we'll talk a little bit about winter today. We also do one in May and then one in September. So, and we keep them pretty small, 8 to 10 agents, and we really kind of try to show you what South Central has to offer. And I've heard time and time again, after we've had agents up here, either their first time or they've done just maybe a cruise on Alaska and stayed in the Southeast, but once they've come into Anchorage and South Central, they are amazed at how many things there are to see and do just being based out of Anchorage.
Oh, absolutely. And Anchorage, for those of you listening who are foodies, you think, Anchorage, you have a little stereotype, bunch of men in plaid shirts drinking beer, and what do they know about food? Oh, my God, you guys have some of the best food places.
We really do, and a lot of people are kind of a little bit surprised by our food scene here, but, I mean, of course, we're going to be known for our seafood because we're, you know, catching the fish and the crab and serving it, you know, catch that night and serve the next day in all our restaurants. But we have quite a diversity here in Alaska. So, like, we have 3 of the most diverse high schools in the USA. So we speak over 100 different languages. And with that, it comes the culture. And we have all these great food. So whether it's the fresh seafood, or it's Filipino food, or Alaska Native type style food, or how about a reindeer hot dog right on the corner of 4th and E? I stare at them every day.
So evil.
I know it is.
And we mentioned about the winter season, and it's very true. By being on a FAM that's out of your comfort zone is probably the best training experience for you as a travel agent. Like, you could go on an inside cruise, you know, and go, okay, now I know everything about Alaska. And when I'm working with a client, I'm very passionate and real and transparent. I know that's going to shock Tia and Barry that I can be that way. But if you're from California, you will understand this example. When I'm talking to a client who's new and they have no clue what they're talking about, and they go, well, I want to go to Inside Passage. I want to learn all about the culture. And, you know, I have a wonderful experience to see nature. And I want, of course, to see the aurora lights and. But I only want to do an Inside Passage cruise, which for a first-time person would probably be efficient, and I would encourage them to come back because they have no idea what they're getting themselves into. They have nothing to compare it to. But when I have somebody from California, I go, okay, here's the deal. Let's say you're on a cruise and you come through San Francisco, and your client has never been to San Francisco because you have no example at all, no mental thought of what is San Francisco except for what you see on TV. Well, if you come on a cruise ship, you're going to go to a place called Pier 39. And Pier 39 is literally a pier near the cruise ship. That's walking distance. That's nothing but shopping places. It's touristy stuff. It's, you know, here, get a little, you know, cut out of the cable car. Oh, blah, 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 blah. So your experience really is a shopping area. That's the example that I try to use for people and why to get them on land is it's totally awesome. Inside Passage is great. It is limited to the time frame that it's going to be. It's only going to be during the summer season. But also for you as an agent to get out of that syndrome and learn about the winter. So can you tell us a little bit about what the winter season is like, Tia, so that people can go, okay, I'm spreading my wings. I'm trying something a little different. I want to encourage everybody to see if they can be on a winter fam.
Absolutely. We're not so cold and dark as everyone thinks we are. And just to tap on that when you mentioned about the inside cruise too, what we're seeing is that you will have clients that there are some incredible deals on Inside Passage cruises, which is completely fine. We want to get everyone up to Alaska. But what is good for you guys is that they get a taste of Alaska. They basically see 4% of our state. And so they say, oh my gosh, this is amazing. And then they look at that map and look how big Alaska is. And they notice that they only hit the arm of the southeast part of Alaska. And they say, I want to return. So you're going to have those clients that come back and say, that was great. I should have listened to you. Maybe I should have gone into the land, but now I want to go back. And then you can do just a land package, or they can come across the Gulf and do a whole land package included in that. So it's good. It's good for them to come to Alaska, even if it's inside. But if they can come across the Gulf or if they want to return, that's great. And then if you have those clients that did return and did a land package, now they're kind of curious about the winter time in Alaska. So they've come to Alaska, they see that we're not all in flannels and drinking beer and that we have this real alive culture here, and they want to know a little bit more about our winter time and the aurora or the northern lights. So we love winter here, at least I do. And I'm, like I said, I've lived here all my life and I survive them. So, but Anchorage itself is surrounded by 6 mountain ranges, and we're on the water on Cook Inlet. So we're more of a maritime climate. So we don't get, you know, dip into those really freezing cold temperatures. Can we get below zero? Absolutely. But it's not a typical day here in Anchorage. And then, like Lorene was saying, the Northern Lights, our Northern Lights have been on a all-time high right now. So we always say when you come in for the wintertime, you spend a couple nights here in Anchorage. We have again, Jody Overstreet with Alaska Photo Truck. She actually does an Aurora Hunter tour. So you sign up for like the 3 days you're here, and she watches the numbers. We have a rating system of how high they're going to be, and she will contact you and actually take you out when it's high. So it's like, and you only pay if you play. So a great way to do that. And then we have, you know, of course, skiing at Alyeska Resort. We have snow machining. You can go out in the backcountry, you know, really get into the glaciers on a snow machine. There's still hiking going on in the winter time. There is a brewery tour that happens year round. And of course, Salmonberry Tours, who is one of our favorite locally owned and operated tour operator. They do a great program with dog sledding with Dallas Seavey, who is a 4-time Iditarod champion. So a great program to go learn about our one professional sport, which is the Iditarod, that happens every March, the first Saturday. There's a ceremonial start in downtown Anchorage, which is such a fun event. I love to go to it every year. And then they restart in Willow and they make their trek up to Nome. And it normally takes mushers. The fastest is now doing it in about 8 days. And then some of like the Red Lantern usually gets in about 14 days. So that's a lot of days out in the wilderness. But these dogs are trained to be athletes, and it's an amazing sport to come and watch. We also have some lodges that are staying open year-round, such as Knik River Lodge, which is another great place to see some amazing aurora action and really just stay in a cabin and have a fire, and they have a new restaurant out there. Great way. Also, Winter Lake Lodge has a winter program as well. And then Russ Fly-In Service, you can still do flight seeing year-round here too. They change out their floats and make skis. And so you still go off of Lake Hood, but now you're on skis on the frozen lake. You take off and you can actually chase the race is what they call that. So you can actually follow to some of the different checkpoints that they have for the Iditarod. So lots to see and do. And then the Alaska Railroad also still operates in the wintertime. They normally just go on the weekends for the most part from Anchorage to Fairbanks. But then in the March timeframe, when the Iditarod and our Fur Rendezvous Festival is taking place, they will run midweek trains as well. So it's definitely a boom in place. People are surprised how warm it is. Actually, in March, we'll get about 35 degrees, but we have about 13 and a half hours of sunlight at that time. So it really warms you up. And there's a great vibe here in Anchorage in the wintertime.
Oh, absolutely. When I was there for the beginning of the Iditarod, I think that's just before you and I met. We were there for the Winter Fam, so with Jody Overstreet. And I have this great picture that shows the race starting, because, you know, the photo ops part starts in Anchorage most of the time. Mm-hmm. And you watch all the dogs run down and they're all excited, you know, and they're little kids, right?
Woo, they're super, you know, excited. Yep.
And I have a picture that has the clock that has the date, the time, and it's 25 degrees. So I use that as an example of it gets colder here in the lower 48. Than that. And you know, this is March and this was, you know, the dead of winter and hello, it's 25, not, you know, Fairbanks admittedly is a little colder. I've been there when it was 42 degrees below.
Absolutely. Yep.
You know, I mean, again, you look at the size of the state and your area is closer to the water and it literally is an all year town. And
yes.
You know, the restaurants are all open. Snow City Cafe is open all year.
Yes.
Humpy's is open all year. So you have activities that can be indoors if people really would rather not. You have an awesome museum there.
It has a huge expansion going on.
That's what I heard.
It's
you know when they're going to be
just in time for NACTA. Yay!
Do we get to go, or is it timing? Is just
it literally off? Is opening the week you guys are here. So we're definitely including it and everyone is going to get it. The museum is giving a pass to every agent that's coming to make sure if you're not on a tour that includes it, that you can go and explore it on your own. Cause it's 25,000 square foot expansion. It is $24 million, you know, huge change of our Alaska Art Gallery and the Art of the North and the four different galleries and event space. And the new Imaginarium is now called the Discovery Center, space. So yeah, so every agent's going to be able to go check out this new expansion of our amazing Anchorage Museum.
Awesome. That's so awesome. It's an awesome place to begin with. And how do you improve on awesome? You make it bigger.
It just gets better.
No, this is exciting. And I'm hoping that some of the agents who are listening to this call are going. There are pre-fams to the event. There are post-fams. And yes, I know it's kind of around the corner. But if you have the opportunity and you're an NACTA member, so that's the catch, you must be an NACTA member to go on the FAMs because you have to go to the conference. You can't just go up to be on the FAM just for giggles and laughs. You need to be part of the whole experience. I believe there are some openings left on the pre-FAM. I don't know about the post-FAMs, but I know there's a couple of spots left on the Alaskan Dream Cruise. And so if you listen to one of our past episodes, you will see how amazing that is and how different it is. Small ship experiences from a mass market ship. They all have their clientele that they work with, but it's also important to be able to qualify your clients. So if you have a client who goes, but I want a $749 a week cruise, why are you trying to sell me a $4,995 cruise and the experience difference and be able to be knowledgeable about that. And one of the best ways of doing it is taking advantage of the three-night cruise right now. And so, you know, T, I hope I can talk you into it because I'll be there and Gail will be there and all the cool kids are going that one.
I would love it. You know, that's one of my favorite parts of my job is that I get to go on and explore this beautiful town I live in. So, you know, sometimes we don't take the time to, you know, experience where we live and we get out and experience the rest of the world. But I have been very fortunate to get to experience some of these amazing adventures that we have here. And the one I have not done is the Alaskan cruise, Dream Cruise. And I would absolutely love to join you guys on that. So trying to make it work.
Okay. Okay. My fingers crossed. So Barry, Mr. Quiet in the background.
Yes.
He always gives plenty, you know, he's one of those gentlemen. He opens the door for you. He always says hi, you know, and he's always puts himself on mute and lets me rattle with the guests. But then he always, you know, kind of pops up like the bunny in the background. So I want to introduce you to take yourself off mute.
Well, here I am. I hopped in.
Well, Barry, have you been to Alaska before? Just out of curiosity.
I have not. That's, you know, like many people, that's on my bucket list. But I do have a question.
Yes.
Hypothetical. Say I'm an agent, and mm-hmm. I can't make it up to the conference or any of the three FAMs during the course of the year. But I'm up there. Where would I start? An agent who wants to learn about Alaska, what would I do?
First thing is to contact one of us here at Visit Anchorage and let us know that you're coming, because we love to actually help you plan out your itinerary on what to see and what to do, or maybe set up some meetings so you can meet some of our members so you can get a face with a name, because we always know it's just once you have that connection, it's just you build that bond. So let us know that you're coming. We'll help with your hotel. Most of them will offer either a comp room or a travel trade rate. A lot of our members completely get that if they host a travel agent, once they experience their product, they're going to sell it. So let us help make your Alaska experience what you want to sell and what your clients are asking for. So I would say contact us here in the Tourism Development Department and let us help you.
Good, good. That was the answer I was... Anyhow. the point is that travel agents aren't alone out there. If they're coming up to Alaska, up to Anchorage, you're there to help them, even if they can't make the conference or a FAM trip. Be sure to contact Tia and their organization there.
Absolutely. We have agents all the time, you know, say, you know, I need to learn this because I'm having clients ask more and more questions about Alaska. I mean, we have a great amount of reality TV shows right now going on. So people are actually seeing that, oh, hey, it's not so cold and dark, because they think we're cold and dark, you know, year round. And so they're starting to ask their travel agents more about Alaska, and they're realizing that they're like, I need to know more than just right. a cruise. I need to know more about it. So.
Yeah, that's right. I've seen an explosion of these reality TV shows. I haven't watched any of them, but I've seen the advertising for them.
Oh, it's amazing, because we do a lot of consumer shows as well. And people are like, did you see this episode on this? And I'm like, nope, but I might know what you're talking about. So as long as I stay off Alaska State Troopers, I'm happy.
There you go.
Well, this has been awesome. And I want to thank you again for, you know, being on our podcast as our guest and representing Visit Anchorage. And there's so much more. Would you mind giving kind of a little brief overview again of how to reach you, how to be to become trained, because you guys have an awesome program for people to get involved in. It's easy. It's very understandable. It's not like one of those certification programs where there's 25 modules to learn. Get on it. And, you know, it's very manageable.
Yes, absolutely. So again, if you can attend one of our live training, please do so. We'd love to meet you guys. And there is, again, if you go to anchorage.net and hit that travel trade tab up top, you can hit on there's something for your clients. There's
we talk about our destination training, which is our Anchorage Wild Expert. It has your sales tools there, and then how to contact one of us in our department. But it also lists where the live trainings are happening. It shows our travel schedule. But then also, if you can't attend one of those, you can do it online. And you connect right here under the destination training, and it'll say either online or where our live training is. And so you just, it's a click on the online training. It's about half hour to 45 minutes presentation. And there's a little quiz at the end. And then once you complete that, we send you a little certificate and a little logo that you can use for your NACTA one page. It's called the Anchorage Wild Expert little logo that you can use. And there's three series that we have online right now. One is the AWE1, which is the Explorer series, and that just talks about, again, Alaska in general, really specifically about Anchorage, in and around Anchorage, and then we talk about day trips, because, of course, if you base yourself in Anchorage, there's great day trips, whether you go south and go see the glaciers and the whales and the sea otters and learn that side of south of Anchorage, or we head north to a little bit, maybe to the town of Talkeetna, where you get a beautiful view of Mount Denali and stay at the Talkeetna Roadhouse and have her sourdough pancakes that are amazing. So we kind of go into those details in the Explorer series. And then we have AWE2, which is Pathfinder series. And that's going to talk about, like Loreen said, we are open year round. So we kind of break it down to each season in that one. And then our third one is the Then and Now, which is kind of the history of Anchorage and how we started as a tent city and where we're at these days. So it's a great way to kind of see the history of just our town. So we do have two more that are in the works after these. So we're making one for the travel trade professionals on just kind of, this is how you see it. So when your clients, to help explain better, like, this is what it looks like when you get off a cruise ship in Seward or in Whittier, and here's where the train's located. So that should be our next one coming up online here, hopefully in the next month or two. And then our next one will be focused on adventure, because adventure travel is definitely growing. So we always say you can do from mild to wild. And we're going to focus on that on our next, that'll be our, no name for it yet, but our fifth training module that we're working on. So again, we're here to help you sell Alaska. And if you have any questions, instead of spending a ton of time researching it, just give one of us a call. Again, under that anchorage.net, under contact us, it has pictures of our team. It has our email addresses. It has our phone numbers. So please reach out and let us help you. Because like I said, most of us are lifelong Alaskans. And if I don't know the answer to your question, I can talk to Marcia or Jara or Don or David or Savannah here in our office, and we can get that answer for you.
And which is perfect. All of those people that she just mentioned, they're so funny.
We have a great team. We really have a fantastic team here.
And they do go out in the field, and they do, for example, Marcia was at our Lunch and Learn. A couple of months ago down in the San Francisco Bay Area. So I know you guys are on the road a lot. Will you be at the San Diego ASTA conference?
David Kasser, our vice president, will be there.
Oh, awesome. Yay. Boo, yeah. That I won't see you. But yay, I'll see David.
Yeah, he's awesome. So.
Yeah. Yeah, so great team, very knowledgeable. And also, you know, just to, I think Tia would be okay with me saying this. If you just have any questions, like travel agent to travel agent, feel free to contact me. I won't steer you wrong. And, you know, I'll always refer you back to Visit Anchorage for the real professional in-depth stuff. But I tend to book a lot of Alaska, a lot of land attached to the cruise ships also now. I mean, it's just how I, as an agent, have developed my skills to be able to help work with my clients that, oh, you really just want that inside passage with an inside cabin, you know, and be able to qualify the client and work with them. And I have a new client who's like, oh my God, I've never worked with a travel agent before. And now they're totally excited and they're going to have a completely different experience than what she called me to do. Tia has her passion for Anchorage. I have my passion as a travel agent to make my client happy. That's what we are here for.
Absolutely. Yeah, you are a great ambassador for Alaska. So thank you.
Thank you. Except from you, ma'am, that says a lot. So thank you.
Well, thank you.
Mr. Barry, how do people contact you when we're in between the webinars?
Well, they can drop me an email at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometraveling.net, and on Facebook at facebook.com/HBTAS, the initials for the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. And I love to hear from our listeners. Lorraine, how do they contact you?
Well, you can reach me a couple ways. The best way is email, and that is sharptongued@mac.com. Don't worry, I'll spell it. It's sharptongued@mac.com. My business name is Sharp Tongue Consulting. Oh, and sharptongueconsulting.com would be my email or my website. You can always find me on my personal Facebook page, which is Lorene R. That's L-O-R-E-N-E-R. Now, on that page, I'm just me. If I'm going to be in Hawaii, you'll see pictures of Hawaii. If you see me here locally in Windsor, California, you'll probably see me doing some Chamber of Commerce stuff, donate life stuff. As Tia knows, I'm very involved in the organ donation community. Yes. You know, promote your business as you are as a human being, not constantly hounding people with buy, 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 buy. You know what? If you're a good person, you have a good soul, it comes out, people are attracted to that. And then, of course, my Facebook page is Sharp Tongued Consulting for my business side. There you see all the grown-up pictures and all the cute quotes and the business stuff. So I want to thank everybody for taking the time to be here. Thank you, Tia.
You're absolutely awesome. Thank you.
You are awesome. And Barry, as always, thank you for being here. And for those of you who are coming to the NACTA conference, make sure you come up to see me. You can't miss me. I have a big mouth. I'm short, but a big mouth.
Just listen. Just listen for her.
Oh, my God. It's no kidding. I've had that happen. I know you.
I know that voice.
I know that cranky voice. So anyway, I would love to see people. Go have coffee. I can give you some hints. Maybe Tia will go take you out to have a beer. I don't know. It depends on how busy she is.
I will do my best. I would love to. That's a good beer.
All right,
up here,
Barry.
In Alaska.
Oh, there's so much. The Paris Cafe. I love their French dip sandwiches.
Oh, amazing. Club Paris, yes.
One of those little
you're making me hungry. It's
ones.
Only almost 8 a.m. here.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. All right, Barry, why don't you close us out? And we will see everybody here the next time.
All right. Yeah, thank you. Well, here we are at the end of our show once again for another month. And I want to thank Tia. And I want to thank Lorene for being a part of the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. We really appreciate their participation here, and we value it. And I hope you have found the show interesting and it brings you some value for your travel business. And you can always let us know what you're thinking by emailing me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. Or you can leave a comment over on Facebook at facebook.com/HBTAS. And next month, we'll be back here with you with another show for the Home-Based Travel Agent Show and for the travel trade. So until then, I want to wish you all safe travels, stay healthy, and we will see you next month.